Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
If you saw a UFO, would you tell anybody?
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Yeah, not be fearful of people looking at you like you're crazy.
Have you met me?
Dirt and Sprague.
What if you got probed?
How's your Monday?
I got probed.
Dude.
And they dropped me off in time for the radio program.
It's a hell of a Saturday, man.
It's a hell of a weekend.
At least they got you back in time for work. I didn't have to do a solo show. Shout out to the aliens.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome in the final hour. Dirt and Sprague here with Joe Fisher filling in for Dirt. We'll be back on Monday. We'll be back to full strength Monday on 105.1 FM, Fan Sports Network. Hope your Football Friday is going well.
Is it officially Football Friday? I feel like, I mean, I'm
what's coming up this weekend? What's coming up tonight?
I'm in full, I'm with you.
Are people watching more preseason football or Major League Baseball?
Oh, preseason football.
Are they? Okay.
I would love to see the ratings numbers on that.
Well, the Hall of Fame game got 7 million viewers.
Yeah. It will be preseason football.
Yeah.
It's not remotely a contest.
It's just,
and you have good matchups. Like I mentioned, you got the Red Sox and Padres. Dodgers are playing the Blue Jays, Cubs and Cardinals. Like,
listen, I love doing the baseball show, love doing the Hot Corner, but that was always one of those, like, we would get to
You'd be at
August.
The heart of the season, but it'd be football season.
Yeah, we'd be like, dude, so many people care about our show right now, I'm sure. And then football comes around, I'm like, and nobody cares about our show now.
No, this Cleveland game tonight with Shadur, if he gets the start and plays significantly on the NFL Network, that number's going to be silly.
Did you say was one of the key baseball games?
So you have
Give
Cubs,
me a good NL
Cubs
one.
Cardinals this weekend.
Cubs Cardinals.
Hey, that's a classic
matchup. That's the ESPN Sunday night game.
Okay, Cubs Cardinals, Shadur playing against the Panthers. It is not even going to be close.
It's a joke.
Hey,
it'll be 5-1.
The fourth string quarterback starting. Oh my God.
Cardinals fighting for the playoff lives. Cubs trying to get the division crown.
I know we're in football season when every time I check the text line, there's one text in the group that's like, when are we getting to the NFL? We've talked a lot of football today, man. God forbid we talk a little baseball.
Been like 90-95%.
I would say mostly, yeah. It's been football. But Shadur is starting. And
that poor guy.
You feel bad for him?
Give him a chance, man. Like,
they're starting him.
It's just so unfair what they're doing to him.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? The narrative that's coming out of this is a little bit of that noise. Stephen A. Smith, not that I need to cite him for like the concrete opinion. I did see Lewis Riddick, who I noted yesterday, kind of echoing similar thoughts of he hasn't gotten a lot of reps with like these ones and twos.
Ones,
he's the fourth, and now you're just going to trot him out there. And like, are you going to hold it against him if he doesn't play well? I think it's tough to gauge. You can not like Shadur. You can love Shadur. I don't really care. I think what's tough to gauge is how Cleveland themselves feels about Shadur. Is it not a little odd and weird that we're sitting here guessing going, yeah, they gave him the start, but also everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
But like, if he plays well, what does that mean for him? If he doesn't play well, is he going to get cut and be the scout team guy? I have no read on how the Cleveland Browns as an organization honestly feel about Shadur Sanders.
Well, I know what he can do to help rectify some of this and take away some of the concerns or confusion. Play well in your start. Play well in your opportunity. you know, easier said than done, obviously.
But what if he just plays okay?
Then that's fine.
If Richardson doesn't get hurt last night and he finished the game kind of where he was, we'd be like, oh, he was okay.
Dude,
but does that leave you encouraged?
If you give me a Jalen Milroe performance, like, that is a good sign to me on Shador. Like, but if he's, yeah, looking like Anthony Richardson, where he's...
So you want Milroe to be 6 of 10 for 61 yards and no touchdowns and no picks?
I'll take it. For someone who is being thrown in there with...
Will Cleveland take it? That's kind of what I'm asking, because I don't...
Well, they have 5
gauge.
Quarterbacks, so they better be able to take
6,
some...
technically.
Because, yeah, I guess they do have 6, yeah.
We always forget about the highest paid one.
Yeah, that's right.
He's just off somewhere doing God knows what, rehabbing himself.
I don't know, maybe it's just like old football guy mentality, but it's like, dude, take advantage of the opportunity, and then you can put a lot of these, you know, concerns and what people are feeling to the side.
But like, he is. Like, I think that's the problem with narratives now, is we're placing the narrative from somebody. We hear something, and we're placing it as if the athlete said it. Like, right now, what you're saying, you're making it sound like Shador came out and is going, this isn't fair.
No.
Shador is glad to start tonight. Shador wants to start tonight. I don't know if he'll play well. I have no idea how many starters are playing for the Panthers. I don't always dive into that stuff. But I think because of these narratives from other people, it now sways the opinion of, like, listening to him cop for Shador. Shador has done nothing but say, like, I want to play. I believe in myself.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. That's all you want him to say.
That's, yeah, perfect.
But because of the whole how unfair this is, you're kind of coming at it as a, why don't you play well, man? And he's like, well, I want to.
No, I'm not coming at him as if he's the one like, oh, this sucks.
But I think people do. I think people root against athletes when the narrative about the athlete is set from somebody else.
Well, and I think for him, it's definitely the case.
Like Nick Wright. Nick Wright does this, right? LeBron would never be the GOAT for people. But then you add a Nick Wright to it. It's like, LeBron's the GOAT. And here's all the reasons why. It only digs people deeper into being Jordan GOAT and anti-LeBron. And LeBron doesn't help himself, certainly. But like, media narratives can certainly drive people even more against certain athletes.
Yeah, but I think that is also, for Shador specifically, has kind of come with the territory. Like, up until this point, or up until the draft, they thought he was a first-round... He himself thought he was a first-round pick. His dad, you know, everybody in his inner circle. Like, and also, it's like, all right, well, if you believe that you were a first-round talent, which is essentially like... giving yourself a chance to start for your team, usually if you're drafted in the first round as a quarterback, more so in the top 15, but anywhere in the first round, the team is looking at you like, yeah, you could be our future starter. You could probably start this season. If that is how Shador feels about himself, how his inner circle, his dad, former players, whatever, if you have that first round talent, you should be able to go out there and show that you were taken late and that you are fully capable of being able to run a team and run an offense, even with the minimal reps.
Mm.
Everybody's gotten minimal reps as a rookie. I mean,
some guys are getting more minimal reps with first team, second team stuff. I think the point about Shador is more like, is he playing with the third and fourth stringers? What's that going to look like? I have no clue. I think it's just, for me, it's not about like setting concrete opinions on team. Oh, this team's going to be because they won or whatever. But like J.J. McCarthy's going to have this tonight. And the Texans, unfortunately, lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson, tore his ACL yesterday
year,
in practice, done for the year. I don't know if there's anything more defeating as a football fan than suffering the season-ending injury before the season's even happened. Chargers had it with Sean Slater. We talked about that earlier and how devastating that is.
It's actually better in the preseason than like week one or two of the regular season.
Depending on the injury.
Yeah.
Like Gardner Johnson, it maybe hurts more if they're 8 games in and their record is like 7-1.
But if you have a team and they get off to a hot start and maybe they got a big win or a surprise
and
win and you're like,
happens.
Oh man, we got a playoff chance, and then you get the devastating injury at the key position or whatever.
Right.
That's much more difficult than in the preseason where it sucks, but at least you have a chance to get used to how they're going to work around it.
There's at least enough in the way that you talked about college football earlier, about how like 7 of the 10 have a lot of questions at quarterback starting or first-time starters. I think there's a little bit of this with the NFL. Like, what's Travis Hunter going to do in the preseason? Is he going to stand out? Is he going to be run-of-the-mill? J.J. McCarthy, He had a nice little showing for himself last preseason and then got hurt in that game. And here was Sam Darnold because we thought it was going to be McCarthy. Is he going to show out again and then they don't have to play him the two other preseason games because O'Connell wants to play McCarthy? I just think you have interesting players or players that are on the radar of a lot of people that we get to tune in this weekend to watch. Shador is one of them, McCarthy one of them, Hunter one of them. It's, you know, a reason to just see football that largely doesn't matter in the grand scheme.
Doesn't matter, but in this case, it does. I mean, Shador was one of the bigger stories of the draft, his slide. And to me, I see it as, you know, if he's getting reps with first, second, third, fourth, you're getting an opportunity to play. And you're getting an opportunity of game action. And there are some dudes in all sports that are, they call themselves gamers. Like when they, you know, they may not be great in practice, but when they're actually on the field, on the court, they turn it up and they're able to just outshine everyone because they're ready for the game. And he's getting the opportunity to play. And so, again, it's easier said than done. Just play good, like you were saying. But to me, it's like, hey, all right, if he's as good as everybody says that he was and that he should have been first round and he slid way too far and the fact that Tyler Shuck and Dylan Gabriel are going above him, it's like, all right, well then, here, show some people what you can do then.
We get Shuck against the Chargers. He's not reportedly beating out Rattler right now. You know, what's funny about all this is, like, there's more Shador conversation than there is the number one pick of the draft is going to play against Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious.
I mean, talk about it. The guy was a zero-star recruit, became the number one pick, and it's like, but that fourth-round quarterback, you know, how good's he going to be? It's like the number one pick in the draft is going to play this weekend against Tampa. There's a lot around the NFL. I'll be down in the Bay to watch the Niners-Broncos. I can see Bo Nix, potentially.
Hey, hell yeah. Let's go, baby.
I want to see some of the...
Bo going to play? Is he going to get a series or something?
I'm at this point where I don't know who plays.
Okay.
If he does, great. If he doesn't, well, I'll be the preseason and I'll tell the wife, yeah, none of this really matters. You know what I mean? Just try to see a player that stands out.
And she's like, wait, why are we here? $1,000 Why the hell are we here right now? Not watching the Seals.
We're here to say we saw the stadium in person. That's why we're here.
I want a bread bowl of chowder. Let's get out of here.
Let's talk a little Seahawks. They played last night. Milrow saw some action. They had an emerging running back. What did they think of? What do we think at all about what we saw? Will Ortner, formerly of The Fan.
Let's go.
He's now got a new gig. So
Big Will, the betting guy.
Big Will Ortner will join us next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, it's unusual to bring on a guest that is a former coworker, but is still a coworker. It's actually the same thing for me because I don't work with Will Ortner anymore at The Fan, but I work with Will Ortner still at BetMGM.
Oh, they didn't give him the boot from that either?
Well, he was weird. I tried to team up last week on our gambling show on Sundays we do to like explain what he's doing, and he hadn't told our boss, so he was like, hey, dude, don't bring this up, please. And I don't know if he's told our boss yet, but Will Ortner left The Fan. It was not a lot of fanfare that he left. He just silently left, drove away.
Irish goodbye.
Went to Dallas. Yeah, he Irish goodbye the listeners. Went to Dallas, Texas. Will Ortner, good morning. What are you doing now? Why did you leave The Fan?
Good morning, Sprague. Well, look, I'm a good Irish goodbye fan. I'm Same. Not good at goodbye, so I just kind of sneak out whenever I can. Mm-hmm. So I'm down in Dallas working for a company called Chat Sports. So if you want any updates on that, obviously you can follow me on Instagram or on Twitter. Got to do our first live show, so went live about an hour before the Seahawks game. That'll be the team that I'm covering this year and hopefully for a while to go. It's a lot of fun. And then we end up doing a show all the way throughout the entire game. If you want to check any of that stuff out, you can head on over to YouTube. Just look up Chat Sports or Seahawks Today and it'll come up and you'll start seeing a lot of my new content.
It's crazy that like this is the game nowadays is that people are going to watch the games, but they might want their like favorite personality or someone that they follow on social media and would rather have them call the game essentially or talk about the game live.
Have live conversation.
Yeah, versus listening to Joe Davis or Greg Olson right. or those guys. Like, it's just interesting how this is how the game has gone, Will.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun last night. A bunch of people tuned in and we obviously had some fun, some beverages were flowing. I think it's a different atmosphere. You know, I think ESPN probably started it first by doing the extra alternate cast things. Hopefully our version of that is a lot more fun and people can get into it. And at the end of the day, it's really just about taking what you guys do, you know, at The Fan and then just stealing it, claiming it that it is my own ideas and then trying to grow my own community in that way. Just watch, like pretty soon people are going to be called P1s. I'm going to start shows by saying it's 6:02 in Dallas, Texas, and it'll be great. Some air horns.
You know, I'm not mad at it, actually. If you pass it on and just kept it going and it got all the way to Dallas, Texas, I'd be happy with it. I wouldn't be jealous or mad at all.
Well, radio is just a bunch of people stealing ideas from other radio shows right. throughout the years. So, yeah, you still got the radio heart in you, Will. Good job.
We're talking with Will Ortner here of Chat Sports. Now he's in Dallas. He's covering the Seahawks. Very odd to me. I'm happy for him. This is a good gig for him. He's good at this. The only odd thing about this gig is that they had to have him move to Dallas, Texas to cover the Seahawks. I still don't really understand that, but I get he wanted to be close to the offices. They played yesterday. We saw some Milroe. They ended up being a tie, Pete Carroll return game. What was Will Ortner's takeaways, I think, from last night, what he saw from the Seahawks who are going to play?
I thought that Gray Zabel looked fantastic on the offensive line. He was moving guys. Baldy had a breakdown on his Twitter today, and I couldn't reiterate it, retweet it, repost it fast enough. The guy is just sticky, and he's so fast. When you're trying to run these Kubiak long outside zone schemes, you need guards that are able to get outside and reach the defensive end, not just tackles to reach the DN, but the guards as well. And so you saw a lot of the big George Helani runs off of going to that left side where Zabel was, because Zabel was able to get to the outside, get to that defensive end, and that allows Helani to use his speed, vision, and then just cut off of where Zabel took him. If Zabel got the reach, great, you bounce it outside. If Zabel didn't get the reach, you bounce it inside. So I was very impressed with that. I like that Seattle's making fullbacks great again. Robbie Oots had a big day, some big key blocks on some of those big George Helani runs. And then for the rest of the guys, you know, Torrey Horton had a big game. Clearly they were going to try and feed him the rock as much as possible. Jalen Milroe was kind of up and down, but for the most part, I was really excited with what Seattle had going on. I really liked their game plan.
What are your honest expectations for the Seahawks this season, and what do you feel like offensively is the most important part of this team? Is it making sure that K-9 stays healthy the entire season? Is it Sam Darnold replicating what he did in Minnesota? Is it offensive line hole? And what to you is the expectations, and what is the most important part of the offensive side of the ball for this season?
I don't get why Vegas has Seattle as the longest odds to win the NFC West. I can find a reason why you'd put San Francisco ahead of them. I can find a reason why you'd put LA ahead of them. I can't find a reason why you'd put Arizona in front of them. So I think at worst, they are just a high-value team right now from a gambling perspective. Last time I looked, I think they were plus 500 or plus 600 to win the division. Now, I don't necessarily know that they'll do that. You're still relying on this brand new offensive look to get the job done. But what I saw last night was an onus on running the football. And I think that's going to be key for Sam Darnold. He's not going to be an air raid, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson type of player, Joe Burrow, where he's really throwing the football around. He's going to find his best success in a play action pass style of football. And to be able to run play action pass effectively, you need to run the ball well. So what I saw last night was the offensive line being able to put their hand in the dirt and really get after the defensive linemen, putting that first group that the Raiders had out there on their heels, so to speak. And that kind of slows down your pass rush. Last year, you saw by the end of the year, most teams were able to just kind of pin their ears back and go because they knew Seattle was going to throw the ball 50 times a game. And with that offensive line that was already weak, it set them up for absolute failure. So if Seattle's able to run the football, have more of a balanced offense, you can mirror that run and pass game. You saw Drew Lock and Jalen Milroe take advantage of, you know, they run the ball on an inside zone two or three times, you know, a couple drives in a row, and then they run the play action pass out of it, and they were able to find easy completions and move the ball down the field. So I do have expectations of this Seahawks team being in that in the hunt graphic. I expect John Kornacki and his khakis to be talking about different paths for Seattle to get into the playoffs when we're tuning into games in December. But overall, Seattle has to run the football effectively to take pressure off Sam Darnold, because at the end of the day, he is still a game manager. I don't mean that to be a dirty word, but he's not going to win you games. So can you put him in a position to where he's not losing you games?
Ortner, before we let you go, is there an area for the team that you don't think will really be able to answer through the preseason process, and we're just going to have to wait for X amount of weeks before we have a clear understanding of how good or bad a certain area of the team is?
Yeah, I think with a lot of the rookies, you're going to see a lot of mistakes early, but specifically that offensive line, you're not going to know. Now, last year, they were weak to begin with, and then everyone got hurt, right? I think they were grabbing guys off the pile. I think I might have gotten a DM about going to a tryout or something for that offensive line, just with how many injuries they had. And so what I think we're not going to be able to tell really is, as impressed as I was by Zabel, Lucas looked great at that right tackle spot, right? Have they found a unit that's going to mesh well together? You already have the injury with Charles Cross, your starting left tackle, who's kind of been your anchor, your best offensive lineman since he got drafted to the team. Can you keep that offensive unit healthy? And then most of all, how well is Sam Darnold going to transfer into this offense? Right now, the last 3-4 years, what's held you back is that offensive line unit. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to say, hey, yeah, this is a vastly improved unit until we see live bullets flying. Mm. And can Sam Darnold replicate what he did last year? I think he will be able to if that unit is where it needs to be.
All right, good stuff, Ortner.
Will, I'm seeing you here on the YouTube stream from last night's game. You look good, brother. And one of the comments says, Tyler will be missed, but this new guy is great.
Oh.
Love his self-deprecating humor. He's the kind of dude you want to have a beer with, and isn't that what this is all about? And I see you sipping on a Coors Light in that stream there, too. dude. I might have to be tuning in to Big Will Betts on the Seahawks streams now.
Ortner, your mom commented on your YouTube page. That's so nice of her.
Yeah, we had to have a family discussion about no family comments in the YouTube chat. But yes,
that's my boy.
Beverages do flow during the show. So if you want to have a beverage with me, that's the perfect way to do it. Make sure that you're commenting in the community. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I miss y'all.
Are you doing a show with me Sunday, or do I have a new co-host? Because I've been going through them lately. So are you still on or no?
Not only will I be on, maybe I'll start doing walking bets again.
Oh, my God. Everybody wants to see your body.
I want
to
see some cleavage.
That's what I want to see, Wartner. Good stuff, man.
The Dallas humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your big Big Will belt buckle. That's what I told you that you needed to do. A giant belt buckle that says Big Will Bets right on it.
I'll head to Fort Worth. Yeah.
Good stuff, Wartner. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
See you, dude.
Yeah, Will Wartner. He just left. He got a great opportunity.
Dude, he looks good on this stream. He looks like he's having a grand old time. He's got
his JSN jersey.
The whole thing, man.
He was
sipping beers. Looks like he's full of life and energy. I love it.
That's hard, man, to go the whole game, a preseason game, and react to every single play, every single moment. Now they goof a little bit, but
5-hour stream.
That's
I'm looking
insane.
At.
It's insane.
And he looks like he was standing up the whole time, pulling a McAfee.
Oh yeah, man. I'm happy for him. He's gonna be good at it. Still be able to do the gambling show every Sunday night on BetMGM with him. But we're very happy for him. He went down to Dallas. I wanted to give him a little love. He did a first Seahawk game yesterday. He's covering the Seahawks for
Chat Sports.
Chat Sports.
I got you,
boo. Sports Chat.
I got you, boo.
I want to say Sports Chat every time.
Seahawks Today by Chat Sports.
There you go. All right. Follow Ortner on the journey. A couple notes from what he just mentioned and airport protocol. We'll get to all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm heading down to the Bay today, hoping to watch this Niner Bronco preseason game that I don't really care about.
Don't tell your wife that, dude. If you say, if you need to sell this to her, like, oh, no, it's NFL action, baby. Let's go.
Why do I need to?
Because I'm afraid that, like what we said earlier, you're going to be in that. And you're like, oh, yeah, none of this really even matters. This preseason
I've already told her.
Oh, okay. All right. So she's
not going to lie to my wife.
Well, I didn't know if you were.
This is just a random getaway weekend that was kind of presented to us that we didn't expect. And now it's here. And here we go. We're going to have a good time.
So she's in on the preseason action.
She's in on just, having an experience.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not
Santa Clara. It's going to be 87 tomorrow.
Dude, the problem is
a glorious dinner once you get in and get settled tonight.
San Francisco in August is actually known as kind of a colder area that people don't take into account.
Yeah, right by the bay.
But Santa Clara is an hour away.
Santa Clara is gorgeous.
And the weather from like morning when we get up early to even the end of the night.
You don't get that coastal fog.
It's going to be 60 when we get up, and then it's going to be 75 by 11 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to San Francisco at the end of the month, and I'm catching a night game.
It's
going to
be cold.
At the Oracle Park. And yeah, that's one thing that I'll make sure I tell my son and my girlfriend is like, bring a sweatshirt and wear pants. Like, it's going to get chilly.
The Niner fans are known to be a little hostile when they lose. They can get into it with other fans. I've seen, you know, stories stabbing people in the necks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a little crazy. What fan base do you enjoy posting videos ranting about the most? Which one is the funniest?
Like crashing out?
Well, yeah, because I find there's a lot of answers you could do here, right? You could do Philly. You could do your Cowboys famously punch TVs, although I think they're fake and done for clicks.
Dude, the crazy 12s when the Seahawks don't have it doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I think my favorite is New York baseball people.
That's a good
one. They did this with Juan Soto to start the year. All the radio hosts, the fans, it's a bomb, it's a way. He turned it around, ended up having a nice run. Now, the Mets are kind of in the dumps a little bit here. Yankees are in the dumps, and now you're getting Yankee videos of, is this ridiculous? We got to fire everybody. Like, they just go full board into, they are embarrassed, and they need the whole world on the internet to know it.
Does this have to be NFL or any
sport? No, I just gave you two base. I think the New York baseball fans are mine. Yeah.
I would say that SEC fan crash out is up there. One. Like, yeah. I don't know if you saw when the Ducks got that kid the other day, Tank, who was from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the forum chat.
Is this acceptable, Alabama
fans? Hell no.
Is this Alabama football? Are you smoking crack?
Yes.
The honeymoon's over.
Can't take the heat? Get out of the kitchen.
Yes.
I love the kitchen.
I think
let's get that hell up.
They're nuts.
It just never ends.
Paul Feinbaum's entire career defined by how crazy these people are.
Dandy, now, is my daddy.
I think it was Dirt the other day. He retweeted some guys. That were on the Bama chat boards or
it's the message board account, and it finds all the message board responses when a team loses or a team loses on a big recruit.
Okay, we're gonna give that a quick follow real quick.
Oh, it's a
Twitter.
Great account because those people, the message board people, lose their minds the quickest.
Yes, and I love that.
They're ready for everything to never be good, and they're ready to fire everybody. Baseball is the funniest one to me just because of how long the season is. Blazer fans do this a little bit. The Blazers start like 2-7. Utter meltdown's going to happen for people. And it'd be like, they're 9 games into an 82 gamer, huh? And we're going to conclude this and that. Like, it happens in every sport. The funniest one to me, though, is the longer sports, especially baseball.
Yeah. Baseball meltdowns, yeah, exactly. Because it's 162 games. Like, one day is a bad game. And you're
right.
Just like, that's it.
Can't field,
over.
Can't hit.
Yeah.
Guys should be batting 8th, not 5th. We need to bring up the minor league guy. Be like, okay, man.
We're still having him pitch in the middle innings. Reading the Bama Online message boards, saw this Tank guy play a few times in Mobile, Alabama.
Overrated.
Wasn't all that impressed.
Exactly.
Who the hell wants to live in Oregon anyways?
We can't trust your ass now.
I mean, yeah. They're absolutely psychotic down there.
Yeah, I love it. I want to watch that SEC documentary.
I watched a little bit
on Netflix.
I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, I want to watch it with my son because
I was disappointed with the episode I watched.
Because my son, I don't think he like the way that my scheduling arrangement with him had been going for the last few years is I didn't have him on Saturdays past like noonish or Sundays.
Yeah, man.
But now with me doing Saturday morning shows,
sure.
We kind of switched some things around. He's going to be watching a lot more football with Dad. He's going to be watching a lot more college football and a lot more NFL. And him watching the trailer for the SEC Netflix show, I don't think he, like, realized. Like, him just watching that, he was like, whoa, like, that's what it's like down there? And I'm like, oh, bud, yeah. It means more.
The one I watched will highlight very clearly A&M is a cult.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's, yeah. I mean, look, SEC fans, probably the best answer you could give me. But I think my favorite on the internet when the videos are posted of fans being outrageous and pissed, it's New York baseball.
Text line, though. My favorite fan base I love to see freak out, Texas A&M football.
Yeah, dude. They always think they're going to win the national championship. And every year they're going to be 8-4, 9-3, 7-5. Every time. That's their lot in life. Now, maybe one year with Elko they'll pop. But God forbid they miss the playoff this year, man.
Oregon Ducks! We're going duck hunting this weekend. Gig 'em!
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that kind of energy. The people are talking about how pressure Mario is under at Miami, right? This is a big year for him. Year four, they haven't been to the playoff. It's expanded playoff. There's no excuse. You're in a bad conference. I don't disagree with it.
You don't leave the state of Florida for 2 months.
I think Elko and A&M are on a hotter seat. Like, I just, if they don't, the amount of money they spend and they attend all this stuff, and they just think they're God's gift, and they don't ever win.
Well, they're agriculturists. They're working with the farms. They're in God's country.
Airport protocol and weekend peekaboo next on The Fan. We got The Firm with Harris Moran coming up here. Top of the hour. Swag's hanging around for that one. Rusty's out.
Swag's burning the midnight oil the next
Rusty's
24
out,
hours.
Schultz's out. Yeah.
He's going to take care of sports Saturday tomorrow with Rashad and I.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. You
know, solo golf show.
Solo golf show?
Yeah. Producing and hosting?
Producing and hosting.
The guy's an animal. Mm.
Bench is a little light right now.
Yeah.
We're looking in the minors. We're sniffing.
We need to see what the farm system can produce.
Yeah, we'll see what it does.
We'll get Joey in here. He can be an unpaid intern.
Just want to sit in the same chair as you.
He's pressing buttons. He's our street teamer.
Like, my chair's uncomfortable, Dad. I got to sit in your chair.
Yeah, that's what he would pull. Yeah,
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks over there.
I'm going to the airport. Any tips? I haven't traveled in a long time. I don't think I've flown in like 2 or 3 years.
Have you seen the new airport?
Have you been
to
the new Portland airport?
No, I saw it when it was renovated.
Dude, it's beautiful.
When they were building. I didn't see the... I've seen the pictures.
They're not like completely done with it, but the main kind of entrance...
Well, the front entrance is now done and now... Yeah. Well, in the middle. And
they're
now
doing another region though, aren't they?
Well, they're doing the edges... Yeah. Of the front terminal when you come in.
I'm a nervous flyer, so I got massive anxiety racing through me right now. I will, and then once we get up to elevation, I'll be calm, cool, collected, and if we descend, God willing, I will be excited for my trip, okay? Here's a question I want to ask.
You just need a papagame.
No, actually, that makes it worse for me. I tend to get a little too much anxiety.
Get a little paranoid there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw this in Final Destination.
I would say enjoy a pre-flight cocktail, but you're not doing that
I'm not
right
drinking.
Now.
What about a pre-flight?
This isn't a flight-related question. I fly all the time. I know what I'm doing here. I'm nervous. I'm just talking out loud to you guys about my emotions.
We got you.
I have a rental car. Mm. I booked a specific SUV.
Ah.
Will I have that SUV when I get to San
Highly
Jose?
Unlikely.
Just get a different... Hey, if you take this car...
We have this.
Because the rate difference was, you know, $30 per tier of class of car I got.
I have no faith at the rental car counter.
I don't either. Yeah. And I got a big...
Depending on where I'm going, I'm usually just... Usually now it's with a larger group. Very rarely am I just going like on my own or with my wife.
It bothers me.
Yeah, if you
and
get
so
like...
at that point, we're usually Ubering.
If you got like a pretty economical car like... The RAV4.
That's
as
basically
a rental.
What we got is the RAV. We have a RAV4.
And then
so
you show up,
they're gonna
basically be like, oh, looks like we got the Equinox for you here, sir.
Yeah,
you're like, that's not where they're like, that's what we have available, Mr. Sprague. You have a good one.
Well, we booked vans for Hood to Coast, which is in a couple weeks, like big 12 passenger vans.
Those are hard to come by.
Dude, we did it a year out.
Yeah.
That should be like honored.
Yes.
Good job. Way to be ahead of it. We found out their dirty little secret in that business, which I've worked in very briefly. They basically reward the airport pickup people and not the small little location people.
Yeah.
So now I'm nervous, and we did 4 rentals to make sure we had the van. Right. I'm nervous that all of them are going to be turned down and we'll get a random SUV, and I'm going to be kind of pissed about it. Because what is the point of offering a reservation for a specific car that far out, and then you get closer and you say, we're not honoring your request, we're honoring the latest request, because the later request cost a little bit more, so we got more money from these people.
Yeah.
They get the reservation even though you reserved it responsibly.
Well, and I feel like reserving it further out, it gives me... it makes me nervous that there is more time for them to F with your reservation.
No, they openly do this. I know this for a fact working at it. If you reserve it 12 months out and then somebody reserves it 8 months out, that 8 months out, more expensive than the 12, you got more money, they get the car.
Yeah, no, not cool.
It's all a scam.
That is life. Life is just a scam,
but
man.
Then I went on Turo. You know what Turo is?
I've heard of it.
Basically, you rent a car from a random person. If you like want a Mercedes-Benz,
oh, there you go.
They offer their car to you for the weekend. I did this in Hawaii, and it worked out really well. Turo now, though, it's more expensive on Turo than to just use my Costco membership on a rental car.
Ah! Damn it, Turo!
It was like a Honda Accord was almost double the price of a RAV4 rental from Turo versus rental.
I think you need a drink.
I
think we're going to need a drink.
I think we're okay.
Get yourself a little soda pop at Loyal Legion.
I got a new book.
Oh, new book. New airplane book,
I got
huh?
a new airplane book.
You're going to be impressed with the new airport, the new terminal. It's just aesthetically pleasing.
It looks beautiful. Yeah, I've seen the
gorgeous.
Photos.
Dude, like my girlfriend needed me to pick her up like a month ago from her trip.
You went inside. You didn't just go curb, huh?
Yeah, no, I went inside because they have
a loyal gentleman.
They have a Loyal Legion in there. So I was like, I'm going to show up like an hour ahead of time and get myself a beer and watch some summer league.
Good signage to, as it relates to which check-in line, TSA line is shorter. So look, even though.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it goes, everything's now central.
Just the wife and I, though. No kids makes it way quicker.
Now, do you have the pre-check?
No.
Okay.
We've thought about buying that, but we don't travel enough.
Don't go enough. Yeah.
To, I think,
it's so wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, but yeah, if you don't go enough, don't do international traveling or anything like that, then yeah, it's not worth it.
Now, some would say I'm depriving myself of a good time at many other junctions, but I will say this, readily admitting, not drinking this year. Missing out on an airport cocktail or beer is actually pretty devastating.
Again, they got a Loyal Legion in there now, man. You've got plenty of choices.
An airport beer is elite.
Yes. Yeah.
Elite.
Depending on which, there's a good, usually sure. There's a couple of good spots in whatever
100%.
Terminal you're in.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Joe, thanks for hopping in this morning. I know it's not easy, but I appreciate you.
Hey, my pleasure. Glad I got the call. You can catch me tomorrow morning with Rashad Taylor and Swag tomorrow. Sports Saturday, baby.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Dirt will be back. Hopefully I am too. Birds up. Give you a full report of Bo Nix and 49ers action. And we'll talk to you guys on Monday here on 105.1 The Fan. Up next, The Firm with Harris and Meringue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.